Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Service Business Mastery. I am leading you off today as Tersh is, he's here, but not 100%. So he's going to chime in and probably just do his best to make some jokes and smile a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
He is. I don't think you've been 100% for the last month. You went rucking for almost 40 miles. And then we've been traveling and your feet have looked absolutely terrible. And then you got sick as soon as you got home. So it's been a rough month for Tersh. So if anyone feels bad for him, he loves pink. Is it pink, Starburst?
Yep. And jelly beans.
Awesome. So today we are talking with Chris Nelson, who does vertical marketing for CallRail. And he leads their initiatives into different verticals and things like that. So obviously, home services is a huge opportunity for them, and they see a lot of opportunity there. So we're going to talk about some really cool things today. Probably going to dive into some AI. We're also going to dive into what this data can do for you. And then I'm going to share some stuff on what we do for the data or with the data for our clients as well. Tersh, I don't know if there's anything you want to add.
I'll add that we use CallRail with Sarah, and I know you use CallRail too, or you know a lot of your clients use it, and so you're very familiar with it. The more I play with it, the more I'm excited about it. When I first got on board with CallRail, I expected it to be kind of like the VoIP system that we had prior, and it was very basic. You know, you had your call flow, and that's about all we did with it. And that's kind of the first couple of weeks, that's how I treated it, until we got on to a couple of calls with our success manager, and he was like, oh no, man, you got all these other things you can do with it as well. And so, you know, I started getting excited about it.
Yeah. And we'll go into some of that stuff. We use this a lot for our business to create some reporting that really has helped some of our clients transform their CSR department, and we love our partnership with CallRail on that side. So before we bring Chris on, I'm going to start with a couple of our sponsors, and we're super grateful. We just got back from traveling at a couple events, and our partners and sponsors are the ones that make that possible for us to be away from our businesses and our regular lives to promote and to get great content. We have a lot of great content coming from those events for you guys. So we're really excited to get that stuff out for you. But first, Sarah, as Tersh mentioned, he uses Sarah. Sarah's got a lot of different things that they are getting, they're launching this year. I can't remember what the name Billy gave of the project thing, but they're really doubling down on getting some great features that have been requested a lot done. So there's going to be a lot coming from Sarah. We'll probably have Billy on it again here soon.
That's been one of the big things with Sarah, is they're going back and implementing and building out things that people have been requesting over the past year.
Yeah. And like doubling down on it to the point of it's their only focus right now. Billy's not even really traveling, so they can get some of that stuff done before year's end. So look for a lot of different unique features to come out from that. Next is Upfrog, who most well known for their Facebook advertising and online pricing. They were one of, if not the first marketing companies to really bring that to light and offer online pricing without ever having to step inside of someone's home. So you can sell systems. And it's been wild to see over the last like 18 months, the transition in the conversations online and the conversations we have in person with people. Like, I remember asking a question about 18 months ago, and it was like 50-50. Online pricing, you should do it or shouldn't do it. And now it's definitely starting to, you can see the paradigm shift there. And I think Upfrog has had a lot to do with that. And then last but not least is CompanyCam. And CompanyCam is great because you're able to really organize your job photos in one place. Some of the CRMs that are out there, they have them on a job or location specific place. But the problem is, if you want to look at multiple jobs at one time, is if you're a dispatcher or you're in the office to do permitting or whatever, it's very difficult to find all that information. You got to do a lot of clicks to get to that information, where CompanyCam stores everything in a centralized place. And then you can easily create before and afters. You can repurpose that stuff for your marketing. So check out CompanyCam if you guys are having some issues with data storage on your photos.
Yeah. With that Ed, I'd like to welcome Chris to the show.
Are you looking for valuable business advice to reach that seven-figure revenue mark? Do you want actionable tips to properly navigate through every business challenge you encounter along the way? Let Tersh Blissett and Josh Crouch be your guide in getting you to the top here at Service Business Mastery. Tune in as they sit down with world-renowned authors in business, leadership, and personal growth who share valuable insights about management, marketing, pricing, human resources, and so much more. Let their nuggets of wisdom gold guide you in owning a thriving, profitable, and ever-growing business. Here are your hosts, Tersh and Josh.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. You all?
Doing good, considering.
Tersh is alive, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, so I'm alive.
Yeah. I mean, anything you've got to do 40 miles with, I would absolutely, you know, if you're surviving, you're on progress.
Well, in 20 hours and in the mountains in Rome, Georgia.
Yeah. You do not want to see what his feet look like. I've seen way too much of Tersh over the last like month or
two
so.
Weeks.
So yeah. It's, I'm glad I don't have to see that anymore, at least until January. But Chris, could you do us a quick favor and tell the audience who you are and what you do?
Yeah. So Chris Nelson, I am the senior manager of vertical marketing over at CallRail. Quick background, I started out, you know, tangentially with respect to real estate and construction, did practice law for about 6 years, then moved into a role, in-house role with a flooring distributor. That was a regional flooring distributor. We operated throughout the Southeast. Eventually transitioned over to the business side and handled our marketing and strategy for the better part of 6-7 years. And then was able to move into this role that I'm at now with CallRail because we looked at, CallRail looks at initially law as a vertical that was something that we would be, you know, focusing on, but then home services is a second vertical that we've looked at and said, hey, our product and the platform that we have is fantastic for home services businesses. How can we get that out to the market?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. I've, even before we have our digital marketing company, we use CallRail for different stuff. And you guys have a lot of features inside of the platform that really help. Here's the thing, as a small business, it's really difficult to get the data you need to make informed decisions for your business. Could you go into, at least on a high level, start just a few of the things that are there? I don't want to make this a pitch about CallRail, but just so people understand, because there's a lot of things, these CRMs that are the FSMs that are out there, they do not offer these things, regardless of what version of the program you have. Even if you're paying extra for it. And those that are listening probably know what I'm talking about, but there are things that are very important to see from a call center standpoint that you guys have.
Yeah. I mean, I completely understand the need and the lack of insight that you have as a small business owner. When I started out, we had, our data was all on a green screen. It was all in that kind of situation. And that's how we could, whatever we could find out with respect to our sales, with respect to different things like that, we had to utilize the green screen and query in a very difficult fashion. CallRail, what we do is we surface for you as the small business, your leads, where those leads are coming from. We take them and connect those leads to the marketing efforts that you have been doing so that you can see one working with the other. So you can see, okay, is this marketing source actually driving the leads that are then becoming my customers? Or is this marketing source doing nothing at all for me? And then as we've added some additional products to the platform, we have taken a look at using the data that is all of those inbound phone calls that we're tracking and understanding, you know, being able to sit there and say, okay, these are the records of those phone calls. these are the summaries, the transcriptions of those phone calls, and then also being able to pull out all of the various keywords that you might have in your conversations on a daily basis, and then being able to use that and tie them back even to your marketing sources, so that you have the ability to, rather than like I did, have to sit in the customer service center and listen to all of your customer service team answering the phone calls, you can allow the technology to do that for you.
Yeah, I love the keyword spotting and the AI transcription. So like during the summer months, when we have mostly HVAC clients, but we have some other verticals that we have as well, our call volume that our team is managing goes up like significantly. And I would say we probably have 10, 12,000 phone calls a month that we're managing. And we don't even do paid ads for people. It's just organic. And we're able to, with a team of, I think it's 4 people, get all of those calls organized, understand if they are qualified leads, and then if the appointments are booked, because CallRail's back end gives us the data in a place where it's like really easy to understand what happened during the call. So those of you that have a call center manager or a general manager, ops manager, whatever the title is, it doesn't take you, like if it's a 5-minute phone call, it takes you maybe 30 seconds to figure out what happened during the call versus 5 minutes, which if you multiply that over hundreds of phone calls, you are saving literally weeks of time understanding how your CSR department is handling the incoming phone calls, which is huge. There's no way to really, outside of just explaining that to you, to say weeks of time. And that doesn't start to get into some of the automations and stuff that we can talk about here. What, Chris, with features?
One of the things I want to add about that, you mentioned the integrations that they have. I mean, there's pages of these integrations that, I mean, we've implemented tons of them: Google Analytics, Google Ads, JavaScript, the Google My Business. We used a Zapier one, Slack, webhooks. I mean, we have all kinds of them that I'm just scrolling through here, looking at the active ones that we have.
There's a ton.
There are so many of them, which is really cool.
I was just going to say, so with Zapier, that was something I was going to allude to. Missed calls, voicemails, abandoned calls, you know, the ones where somebody hangs up before you get to the phone. We have a client, he's a plumber. We forward our lines to their FSM, and their FSM's phone system we've actually found an issue because the call that was in CallRail was like 30 seconds long, but in their FSM, it was like 4 seconds. Something wasn't connecting, and it was the actual connection on the dial pad section. And they were missing dozens of calls. But without that, we would have never known with this other connection piece that they were missing calls at the beginning. And those were calls that are through the local service ads platform, which are now very expensive leads that used to be very cheap. They're not cheap anymore. But Chris, we have a question we'll ask you shortly in the comments section, but you guys are obviously, just like a lot of tech companies, are working on some features and stuff. What can you share with us about things that are coming or things that can help a contractor get that data even faster, maybe get insights into their business even more efficiently?
I think what we're doing as we move forward, we understand the time pressure that you're on as a small business owner. The crunch that you have in terms of having to do the work in addition to then also having to provide that customer service level, be able to bring in those leads through your marketing. And so what we're moving to do is provide action items for our customers that allow them to not have to do manual steps. One of those that we're working on right now and is in an alpha phase is follow-up text messages. And we've also got different things that respond to, like, appointments have been scheduled, or you, with your ability to see this is an existing customer or this is a new customer that's calling in, all of those that allow you to increase your response time, increase the quality of your response, allow you to then talk and make that connection with a potential customer that you can't easily do in a way other than a manual manner at this point in time.
Are those sorts of things like a follow-up text message? Are those sorts of things, is that something that would be native to inside of the CallRail platform, or there's something that would also be like an open source where if a call hung up, it could trigger some sort of text message campaign in a different platform if they wanted it to?
So we've looked at doing it both ways. It would certainly be native to the CallRail platform, but then also with some of our integration partners, we would look at including that as part of the integration.
Okay. And that's what I think Tersh was alluding to a little bit. Like if anyone that follows us that goes on to Zapier, there's a lot of triggers and actions with CallRail. And those are the types of things that can really enhance your business, especially if, let's say, you don't want to pay for an answering service and you get voicemails on the weekend. There's still a lot of companies that do that. We have clients that do that. Triggering a text message as soon as the voicemail is left, letting them know we got it. Because the worst thing they can do is we pay for leads. They call. They do what they're supposed to do. The hardest part, right? Getting them to actually take action. And then we lose them because we don't get back to them fast enough. It's probably the most frustrating thing that there is on the marketing side for me, because it's like, you have a lead and now we lose it. And it's just one of many ways to lose the lead, including, you know, the actual person answering the phone. But having those automations in place are just huge. And CallRail, if you don't want to find another platform, there's other platforms out there. There's a growing number of platforms out there that do that. But CallRail has their own native system internally for answering incoming chats and things like that. Do you want to talk about the that section of their messaging platform, just for people that aren't familiar with it?
So that's our Lead Center solution. And that is, you know, a comprehensive communications platform that allows you to do phone, voice, text, email, all of that in one place. And, you know, when we look at our whole platform, if we sit there and say, with the lead tracking, the conversation intelligence, and the Lead Center, all of that put together, which is what we offer, you know, in separate parts of the suite, but when you put it together, the absolute ideal customer, from my perspective, is a home services contractor for that type of platform, just because of the amount of phone calls, the need for, like you said, speed to lead, where you are sitting in a situation where it's not so much, we concentrate a lot on getting the leads to the business, but there's also a portion where you've got those leads, they've come into the business, and you need to convert them. And in my experience and from my perspective, that area, that conversion piece, is actually the easiest way and the quickest way to improve the number of customers that you've got. And that's where your experience that you provide to the prospects and the customers is of such importance.
Yeah. And I was actually, I logged into CallRail this morning, because the one alpha feature that I don't know if it's that you guys are working on or putting it into beta, but it was something that I stumbled upon, because we have so many clients, we get access to some alpha features, and sometimes stuff pops up in our account and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And knowing those that have listened to the show, Tersh and I are like to tinker. So if we see something that says new, we're like, ooh, what's that? It's like a shiny object syndrome. So, and Chris, you can totally stop me if I can't like spill the beans on the feature. We talked about it a little bit before the show. So I'm hope, are you good with me at least just kind of bringing
it? Yeah. Okay. I mean, if it's been an alpha, you're happy to talk about
it. One of the things that was super interesting, and I kind of geeked out about it, was because of AI and AI coming into the business, obviously chat, voice, all these different things are more mature audiences, or because we have so much data. We've been given Siri data and Google Assistant data for years.
Yeah.
Years. Language. Whether you thought you were doing that or not, you have been. You have been training these models for years on our voices and how we interact. And now we're able to turn that around and take a conversation and say, hey, you did these things well. You did these things poorly. And do you want to talk a little bit about the I guess I'll call it the scorecard feature.
It's a combination. There's call score and then there's call coaching, which are kind of tied together, but they go back to what you're saying in terms of how you can easily improve your team and how your team responds to prospects and to your customers. Right. And that is, you know, you can sit there and it will put together. For one, we have what is, it gives you call sentiments, which is basically, was it a positive call? Was it a negative call? And then you can sit there within that call and sit there and say, okay, here's what your team was saying to the prospect or the customer. And, you know, here are some potential areas where they could have improved in what they're saying. And then allow that to go to where, rather than you having to generate that on your own, you're able to see that and then be able to talk to your team. Because like you said, you have time pressures on your own, and you also have, you might have five people on your team. So those time pressures are exacerbated because you've now got multiple people you're trying to look at. And you can take those call sentiments, you can filter them down so that you can see, was a particular team member responsible for all of the negative calls? Was a particular team member responsible for the positive calls? And so not only can you use it to improve what your team's doing, you can also use it to reward the team members that are performing at a high level.
Like every time Josh gets on the phone, we get these like red everything. Everything turns red.
It's the angry face. It's like the angry emoji with the thing across the lips that's got like zipper. All the characters. The zipper, because
Josh, shut the hell up.
No, that's.
I mean, we looked at it from my perspective. In my old company, one of the areas that we would have definitely used it was we would run promotions. You'd run a consistent promotion, probably five times a year, and what you wanted to be able to understand is your whole sales team talking about the promotion? Is your whole customer service team talking about the promotion? And you really didn't know. We were completely and totally blind to that.
Yeah.
But now you can tag whatever that particular promotion might have been within our conversation data and be able to see by agent, by date, was this promotion talked about? Was this promotion not talked about? And really then be able to tie it back to some of the results that allow you to upsell and cross-sell potential customers.
Can you check it to see if the CSR is offering a membership on every call?
Correct. Yeah. You could take it and utilize keywords. So if you wanted to utilize membership as a keyword, you could put that within the framework and it would tell you if whoever utilized had membership when they were talking, whoever didn't.
So especially if you've seen ones that had a lot of conversions versus the ones that didn't, and you could tell the ones that didn't have conversions also weren't mentioning the memberships either on the call. That would backfire if they did mention it and they just were terrible at converting it. And then the other person that barely mentioned it converted it every time. That would be horrible, but you could learn how that one person is being successful.
Well, in terms of
they're inconsistent.
That's how we use words like book, appointment, schedule, dates, like things like that to help our team keyword spot stuff too. Because usually those conversation pieces only come up when somebody's like, hey, I'm going to look at a date on the calendar or book an appointment, schedule an appointment, stuff like that. But that keyword spotting is huge because then those things can also be tags and you can filter by tags. And all of a sudden we can take just the tags we want to see and then we can download the MP3 files and just listen to those. And it just makes data gathering and sorting it from a call center perspective super easy and simplistic. It takes something that's more complicated and in the past has taken a very long time. Like large companies, and hopefully there's some of those that are large companies that are shaking their head. Yet we had literally a call center manager. That's all they did all day was listen to people's phone calls. You literally paid us a higher salary position to listen to phone calls and coach internally. And that was it. And now you can get that data so you can make the coaching aspect a bigger part of your business.
Let me ask you this, and you may not know this number, and it may not be something that you've ever really tracked. But on the, there's different points where you can upload the an actual voice versus having the, where you type it in and then it reads it out, even if it's, a female or male that reads it out, a character, but it's still AI that reads it out. Have you been able to decide or track if there's a better conversion rate if someone actually records their voice versus allowing the AI to do that?
That's a really interesting question.
It's very, I know it's hyper focused question. That
you're being really nice.
I don't know that off the top of my head, but that is a really interesting question. I would love to know that. I will take a look and see. I don't have any of that kind of data right in front of me.
Well, we spoke with someone a couple of weeks ago. It's probably been a couple months ago now. And, that was one of the things that she challenged me to do was to take all of the AI voices off of them. Like even the, your call may be recorded for quality assurance, like taking that out and putting my voice in there instead and to see if that would change the amount of people who would leave a message if it happened to be a situation where they left a message. But if not, see if that would change the amount of the conversions that we had on the call.
Interesting. It goes to personalizing the customer experience.
Yeah, very true. Obviously, once my voice is better, not like it is right now, I'd be running people away. It'd be horrible.
Chris, we do have a question. I don't know if you'll be able to answer this. This may not be your area of expertise, but somebody had the question reads, just so for those that are not watching or listening, my company was with CallRail for a while, left due to connectivity issues, and because we get logged out of the app involuntarily. We're switching back to CallRail soon because we don't like the other VoIP option. Do you know if the CallRail iPhone app has seen improvements on connectivity lag time and keeping agents logged in? We solely work from iPhones and saw this issue no matter how fast the Wi-Fi was.
Yeah, I would say that we definitely experienced some difficulties with the lead center option over the course of this past summer, but that is a primary focus, is to improve that reliability. And we have seen improvements in that reliability, and we're going to continue to see improvements in that reliability as we go forward. There's no doubt about it.
This was the other half of this, because this goes into what we talked about previously. So he said, for context, we're switching back due to the fact that we can set up a zap between CallRail to go high level to ChatGPT. While on CallRail, we love the ability to see if someone else grabbed the call or not. If that call is still going on, then being able to listen to it the second it ended. The other VoIP solution offered none of the above. And then it mentions something about the connectivity again. But the point is, CallRail has a lot of features that it's a great, if it had nothing else, it is a great solution for listening to calls and getting your data in one place and doing those things. But it's also the external stuff, the stuff that Tersh works on in his business to make sure that his speed to lead is enhanced, the stuff that is able to help a digital marketing company and from our perspective, get the data, get clients amazing reporting so they can make actionable steps in their business with the data that's there. Those are the things that we've seen have really helped power the clients that we work with. And I know Tersh has enjoyed that as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a unique environment for a home services business, right? The housing market is not good. Your leads are fewer and further between. And within that, you really got to maximize the value of every lead that you're getting and take, not only convert at a higher rate. Use that. So whatever leads that you get, you're converting them into jobs, but then take those jobs and maximize the value of the job. And I think that you can, you know, within that, you know, you can use our platform to lower your customer acquisition costs because you no longer utilize marketing channels that aren't working, and you're switching your all of your marketing efforts, the ones that are actually driving your prospects and your customers. But then also, I think going back to that customer service perspective, you can take it, you can convert those jobs at a higher level, and you can then work with your team. If you're a contractor that has the ability to offer, you know, has a frontline team, has a customer service team, or even if you're a small contractor and maybe it's just yourself and a couple others, what we now allow you to do is rather than whatever notebook you've been keeping your notes on, whatever, you know, manual you're doing to keep all of the information about a potential, you know, a particular job, all of the conversations that you had with a particular homeowner, those are all easily accessible to you if you utilize the various tools that are out there. And you can know, hey, when I talked to Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I had all of these conversations. We talked about this. We talked about this. We talked about this. This was what we estimated. This is what we quoted. This is what they agreed to. All of that can be easily accessible in a record in a way that you couldn't have before.
If they make multiple phone calls, do they connect together somehow? Or is that like, do you have to manually connect those, or how does that work?
No, they connect together. So we look at, initially we look at email addresses. If we have email addresses, if we don't have email addresses, we match to phone numbers. And once a caller detail is in there, once a lead detail is there, it's all tied together. If it's that same phone number, or if there's an email attached to it and it can search and find that email, it will attach it so that you have one record, one continuous record.
That's awesome. Because then it can easily decipher if it's a new or existing customer as soon as they're calling as well, because it'll see if the number's called in previously. So with AI obviously dominating the last 12 months of conversation in pretty much every facet of life, what do you see as the future when it comes to call centers, data, things like that with AI, and how that's going to continue to transform our businesses as we move forward here?
I think with AI, I mean, it has been out there everywhere. I think that you can use AI. Don't be afraid of it. Don't use it for, I mean, you can use it for purposes that don't really relate to what your business needs are, but there are other ways that you can use AI for the needs of your particular business. And that's where I think people need to concentrate. And that's where I think as people get more and more comfortable with AI going forward, and not just with AI, but understanding that some of the things they're using right now, some of the tools they are using right now are AI driven, even if they don't really have AI slapped all over it, to use those tools, but know what your business needs and be able to then utilize them to achieve the business needs you have.
Do you see a future? So like, I know we talked about the alpha feature with the scorecards and stuff like that. Do you see a future where based on what AI is coming together, there's going to be a notification setting that can go to like a manager, like this, if something is going wrong on a call or something happened that was not what we wanted, but like someone's really angry on
their phone. Real time.
Like real time. And it could go to like a manager or something. So that way it could be like, oh, I know what's coming. Maybe I need to go talk to this person real quick, or I can jump back on the phone with them.
Yeah. It's some type of real time escalation is something that we are absolutely working on.
Okay. That's awesome. Cause that's the whole purpose, right? Is the AI is hopefully, the goal is to enhance what's already there, make it better, make the customer journey better. And having features like that would be something that I think would be really neat for contractors, especially busy ones, because it's hard to get back to people. And sometimes employees don't always want to tell you that they sucked on a call. They know it, they don't want to tell you. So having an alert be like, hey, this, and I don't remember what it was called, the sentiment there's a sentiment analysis piece on each call.
Call sentiments.
Yeah, it's like positive, slightly positive, neutral, or negative, or whatever it is. But you can understand pretty quickly if the call went off the rails, if you will.
Well, I think that, you know, the AI can be used to supplement your team. In home services, you're in a service business. It's person to person. And we can use the tech tools that are powered by AI to supplement that service that is being provided and act as an additional team member.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting. We had a conversation with someone who does call coaching about a week ago. And that's exactly what he was saying, is using the technology to enhance what is already there. Coach them up faster. Give them more real-time data so they know how they're performing versus trying to replace them. There's two camps right now in the home services space. There's the, I don't want to deal with office staff. I'm going to replace them all. And then there's the ones that are like, okay, I can maybe start using this to help my current team and make them better. I don't want to replace them. Maybe I'll make them and they can start doing some more outbound calls for me or something. But it's an interesting dynamic as we move forward where the home service industry is, because I don't think we're that far away from companies where I saw a thread yesterday about the number of spam calls people are getting. It's going to get worse because now we're going to be able to train an AI agent and just hit go. It's not
the robocaller.
It's not even, it's literally going to be a robocaller, but it's going to sound like a human. And it's going to be a very interesting 2024 as we move forward. But anyway, sorry, that was my little monologue. I got us off track with stuff I like to talk about.
Good job, Josh.
Yeah. Chris, if there is...
Great job.
I got a standing ovation.
There you go.
Chris, if people are interested in doing a demo of CallRail, where should they go?
And they can just go to our website. It's callrail.com. And we do offer a free trial. So you can sign up right from the website, 14-day free trial. Or you can look to book an appointment with one of our sales reps. So, and that would be a demo.
And that's you, right? You do all the demos?
Every single demo, Chris does it.
I would be an exhausted person.
Awesome, Chris. Well, really appreciate you hanging out with us. And Tersh is there and he's probably thinking of all the things he wanted to say. His voice is not really where it needs to be, but appreciate you hanging out with us and putting up with him being sick. It's really piss poor timing on his part.
Sick thing.
Well, I appreciate you all having me on and getting the opportunity to talk with you all.
Absolutely. If anybody has any questions at all, don't hesitate to reach out to Chris and his team over at CallRail. If you have any questions for Josh or I, servicebusinessmastery.com. Again, we appreciate you hanging out with us, Chris, and I hope everybody has a wonderful and safe week. Until we talk again next time, we'll see you.
Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Service Business Mastery. Now that you are equipped with essential business advice from this impactful conversation, you are one step closer to becoming the successful owner of your dreams. If this episode has been helpful to your business journey, don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, and share it with other owners as well. Visit servicebusinessmastery.com to learn more.